Hello, and welcome to another interview from Jason's Connection. I'm Erica McIntyre, Jason's Connection's Content Director. Today I'll be speaking with Topher Wirtz, the creator of Autism Village, an app to help families of children with autism. Mr. Wirtz was known in the world of business for bringing together marketing, technology, and teamwork. When his son Kirby was diagnosed with autism, he and his family became one of the 2.8 million families in the United States affected by autism. So he invented Autism Village. So my first question is, what is Autism Village for our listeners?
Well, Autism Village is a project to create online and mobile solutions to help autistic families and autistic adults navigate sort of the day-to-day challenges with life on the spectrum. So that might include things like team coordination or seizure drug logging or classroom management type apps. We don't work on causes or cures, and we don't actually build educational or therapy apps. We focus on those practical day-to-day things. And our first app and release is like Yelp, but just for autism.
So it's actually more than one app. It's going to be a conglomeration of apps, basically, or a group of apps.
Yeah, Autism Village is a project that will build a platform that will support a series of apps.
Okay, cool. And so I guess, you know, why did you start this?
Well, when our son was diagnosed with autism at just under 2 years of age, we began a journey, and through that process, we saw lots of other families on the same journey, and we looked at what our day-to-day challenges were, and again, we felt that the practical day-to-day stuff was sometimes the most difficult, and there was the least help or support for it. So our thought was that if we could solve some of that, then the outcomes for kids being raised on the spectrum or adults living in the spectrum could be better. You know, that could result in a better life for them. And since with kids, you can make the biggest change between diagnosis age and say maybe when they're in their mid-20s, and we saw a lot of single parents and overtaxed parents doing this, we thought that this could be really helpful to the large portion of the community.
Right. So this initial app under the Autism Village awning, how is that exactly going to work? You sort of described it, but go into some more detail on that.
So it will be available on the web and on smartphones and hopefully on iPads and Android tablets. And essentially what the service allows the autism community to do is to crowdsource ratings and reviews of places for their autism friendliness. And a place could be as simple as a playground or a park, or it could be some kind of a provider, or it could be a restaurant or a pizza shop or a barber or a dentist. Could be any kind of a place. And essentially, you'll be able to find locations nearby you, as you might with an app like Yelp or Foursquare on your phone, add them into the system, and then add a rating, 1 to 5 stars, and a review of that place, and tips, and then others can discover those places in the same way. So if I'm traveling on vacation or something like that, I could look around me and find out that there's a museum nearby that has had great ratings from other autism families, and decide maybe that's an activity to do in some place that I'm not familiar with my autistic child. Or if I'm an autistic adult, maybe I can identify a better or worse workplaces, or better or worse restaurants or gathering places, depending on my sensory or diet needs, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it seems like you're trying to get ahead of certain barriers to accessibility. What are some of the worst barriers to accessibility for people with autism or for adults with autistic children that you've encountered?
Well, I think that the challenges are probably a little different depending on whether we're talking about children and at a young age or autistic adults. But essentially, for children, for example, a playground that or a park that isn't fenced or is near to a hazard like a pond or a lake or a highway, you know, might be an example of something that isn't very particularly friendly. For a business, I think the biggest hurdle in many cases is sort of awareness, you know, where business owners or managers aren't really aware of autism. It's not as easy, necessarily as easy to identify as a physical disability. So maybe they and their staff don't know how to adapt to it, or maybe they don't understand some of the sensory issues or dietary issues or other issues that an autistic person might have versus a neurotypical person.
So something we have some experience with here at Jason's Connection, it can be difficult to actually get people to rate and review places. So what kind of a campaign are you going to launch to try and get people to actually participate in the app?
Well, we've had a lot of interest as a result of Kickstarter from autistic adults who point out that even for children, their experiences and their ratings and reviews might be even more insightful than parents. We're hopeful because the water cooler with autism families and it sort of always seems to revolve around swapping essentially reviews of different places, that we won't have quite that barrier. We will in certain areas recruit some autistic adults to help us to see the database and be sort of reviewers. That's a practice that that Yelp and other review sites have used, and we think it's a great opportunity to partner with the higher functioning autistic adults. We'll also use competitions and reward-based incentives to get reviews into the system, and then hopefully once the ice is broken, people will be quite comfortable with it.
So back to the children part of this app, I can see this app actually being useful in other ways for families, not just families of children with autism. Is that something? Is that like kind of an added benefit that maybe you didn't think about, but that you can see happening?
We sure hear that a lot, and we could certainly see it happen. Provided attention for a little while, and then potentially we would explore other more general ideas as you describe.
Right. Okay, so this next series of questions comes directly from our founder, Jason Harris. He is on the autism spectrum, and as I said to you earlier, he usually does our interviews. He's our leader in our day-to-day work. From the perspective of a person on the spectrum, is there a danger of autistic people becoming self-segregated by this app?
I guess it's possible. We hope that this is a tool for the community, but that doesn't create any sort of segregation. But in fact, it creates more general awareness and acceptance amongst business operators and organizations, because as they get rated or reviewed in the app, we bring to their attention that's happened, and they claim the listing, and as a result, we hope they learn more about autism in general, but that they don't treat it as some segregation. We think of it more as an effort to be more inclusive of the autistic population by being more accepting of them.
Right. One of the things that's important for anyone on the autism spectrum to learn is how to socialize with neurotypical people and how to manage social settings where they are not in control of the environment. How do you see Autism Village helping people on the spectrum accomplish this?
Well, we think that the service will help to identify places and locations where people gather that where that's likely to be more successful. We ourselves don't don't view it as our mission to try and, you know, we're not therapists or educators or facilitators in that regard. But we think that workplaces or public places or businesses that are getting good ratings and reviews are going to be places where the autistic population knows that others have been successful in social interactions with neurotypical peers, and so hopefully they'll have the same experience.
The last question from Jason: not everything that a person on the autism spectrum has to deal with is related to sensory issues. As people with autism grow up, they're faced with new challenges like learning to drive, getting a job, making friends, finding a significant other, living independently. How do you see not just this initial app, but all of Autism Village, helping people on the spectrum with these sorts of issues?
Well, the practical day-to-day problems are the things that we're focused on, and because my own background with a 13-year-old is kind of based on the journey to date, I am now just learning from autistic adults like Jason about what those issues and concerns are. But we aim to serve that population with other features and capabilities, you know, really, really all ages. And so some things that are being suggested to us are job boards, specifically for companies who want to hire autistic adults and autistic adults looking for work, marketplaces for products from companies that are employing exclusively or some number of autistic folks. As an example, with the driving example and others, we certainly hope places that our educators and our therapists will be entered into the app by autistic people that are trying to learn to drive or whatever, and rated and reviewed, and that by finding outfits that actually others have had good experiences for, just for versus what their marketing says, will be helpful too. So there's none of what was asked there would be considered out of scope. We just don't know exactly what the capabilities and features will be of the website and the apps as we go forward. So it's kind of one thing at a time, and we think that this initial Yelp-like use case will be very generally interesting to all ages.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned a job board, and I would just like to say that's a fantastic idea, because that is one of the biggest challenges for people on the spectrum, is finding employment that they're actually suited to and that they actually can enjoy. So I do hope that you guys can get that together, because I think that would be a great service to the community. Now let's talk a little bit about Kirby. He's the reason you're doing all this. So just for our listeners, tell us a little bit about him and what you hope for him and your dreams for him, and just talk about your son.
Okay. Well, Kirby was, as I said, diagnosed just a little under 2 years old. So he's from a physical standpoint, he's healthy and active and very fit. He's quite fast. He swims. He is what's known as a sensory kid, so he loves jumping and falling and all that kind of stuff. He has, he is verbally, has language. It's not a lot of it is very conversational. Loves steam engines and Thomas the Tank Engine, and so we're a member of a number of railroad museums, and we're regular visitors there. He participates in a scout troop with all autistic boys that is partnered up with a neurotypical scout troop, and that's been quite an amazing experience. All around, and certainly that sort of prods me to get out and do things with him, like camping, that I probably might not try otherwise. So, as far as what we hope for him, I think one of the challenges that autism parents have, is that when you get the autism diagnosis, you sort of have to get over the fact that your imagined future, the future version of your child is going to be possible. And hopefully, I think the parents that are most successful get used to the idea of experiencing and discovering and finding out what, you know, what this person will be when they grow up one day at a time. To be truthful, I think all of us sort of killed off that future imagined child for our parents, but it happened slowly over 20 or 30 years. In the case of autism, you need to get used to the idea that each day you learn a little bit more and you actually maybe don't know where it's going to go. And we try and live like that with Kirby. And so my only hope and expectations for him is that he has a happy and fulfilling life, whatever that means, and that we can help him to realize that. Otherwise, we tend to live in the moment and we celebrate things. Maybe we celebrate things more often because we don't have those expectations and we're not worried about the kind of day-to-day grind that a lot of families are dealing with neurotypical kids who are playing lots of sports and trying to get great grades and doing all that stuff. You know, with Kirby, we just take it one day at a time and celebrate progress as it comes.
Mm-hmm. So wrapping up, is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know, and where can they find more info on Autism Village?
So to the extent that there's more to know as we go forward, the best thing to do is to stay connected and keep an eye on us. You can find us on the web at autismvillage.com. We have a presence on social media, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Pinterest, and all those are linked from our website. I write a blog periodically also on the website. So best resource to stay in touch with us and how we're doing is right there at autismvillage.com.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today. This was a very interesting interview, and I wish you the very best of success with Autism Village.
Thank you so much.